The number of partners we have is 3,390. So we're praying for them too. All right? And then 91 countries we're dealing with. We're dealing with Europe, Asia, Africa, Japan, Europe, South America, Canada, Bahamas, Brazil, London, England, Belgium, Germany. And he'll put it on the board for you in a little while. I got my men getting it. So we're praying along that line. We're praying for the congregation that there are some who have not really caught on to what transition in power that the Lord is placing on the ministry. So we got to hold up our brothers and sisters that they'll start catching on how important it is for them to be here. They got a traditional setup of coming to church just on Sunday. They have a traditional setup of coming to church Wednesdays and Sundays, but not on prayer. They don't know, I guess they don't know how important it is for them to be here. So now you as a remnant, you're gonna have to, we pray in the Spirit tonight, we'll be covering all those areas. We're praying that prayer in Ephesians, right? That prayer in Ephesians is one that is getting us into a broader understanding of how to yield to the spiritual world. And that's so important, because as we talk about the apostolic and prophetic, I have a boy working on a prophecy now. He was a man was prophesying to another apostle and prophet. I know he's real. He's been around a long time. Him and I are around the same age. But that prophecy is for me too. And so, yeah, it's real thorough. It says something like a warm country, a warm state where people are going to come from all over the world. He talked about, it's a Word of Life Christian Center, right? Talk about a center built for trained ministers in the apostolic and prophetic. And I happen to have a meeting in January. I start training pastors and from all over the world. So I just want to know the responsibility. You're not just coming out here. When you're praying in the Spirit, you're covering a lot of those territories we don't know about, but the Holy Spirit know about them. So it's very important what we're doing. Don't ever let the enemy or anybody else tell you this is not important, because it's a spiritual hookup. It's a being able to understand things better when they begin to flow into another dimension or another level. And I'm constantly seeing things after all the years I've been in ministry that we've been held back from. And so thank God for the Holy Ghost. And thank God for prayer. Acts 2:1-4, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit, because it brings into realms that naturally or normally you can't go into. This is not a secular, this is not a regular aspect. Now watch what I say, Nate. Call we have on our life. You heard me? Yeah, God planted you here for a reason. It's something he wanted to accomplish. So definitely no one man or one woman can accomplish what God wants to accomplish in a certain area. So everybody, I'll say it this way, everybody's important. It's powerful. The spirit world is no one man, one woman, no one group world. It's everybody's needed. And so I want you to know you, being out here tonight, you're doing a righteous thing. I'll be moving around a little bit. I got to move around a little bit. There's so much you want me to do. I cut back on traveling. I got to go to some of those churches and impart to those people the apostolic anointing. I'll start doing it, but most of the time I'll be here. But I want you to know it's important that you be here and that you take care of business. All right, whoever leading, go right ahead. All right, we got a lady from Brazil online. She's praying with us, been with us for years. She's doing translation of all our ministry in Brazil. Been doing it for quite some time. Also, I want to give you these words he gave and show you something else right quick to pray about. I heard the two words two sets of wood. It's spreading. It's spreading. And then I heard two other sets of wood. Real connection. Real connection. Now, an interpretation of that is that the apostolic and the prophetic has begun to spread. In other words, Christians are going to become stronger than any satanic force because they're going to know their full rights. So one scripture you're praying about now, I want you to focus on it, Ephesians 1. Focus on that 17th verse for a moment while you're praying. There's three important things in there, three important aspects of connection with God. Wisdom, revelation, and knowledge. Now, none of this is natural. None of it is being scholarly, it's being spiritually. So you have to understand that you have insight on things that a normal Christian won't have. Because you're moving into full potentials and full present. Put that down, full potentials and full present. In your prayer time, remember that. You're moving in full potential and full present. So there's no reason anything you pray about don't be answered. All right? So as you look at that verse, take them to that verse, daughter, the 17th verse, because there are three, and you ought to underline them. I even see the Father of Glory there. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Okay. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Glory to God.
And another thing you can do, I started doing this many years ago, I personalize it. I put my name in it. I've been doing that for years. I know some of y'all have been doing it too. That's very important. So pray along that line for a while for those three things, wisdom, revelation, and knowledge, all right?
Amen.
All right, I'm going to let my men play a short prophecy or impartation that was given to another apostle. I know him. I've been in ministry about 12 years, more than him, but I knew it was directed to me also with the assignment. So you have an insight of the assignment. It's going to last about 6 minutes, and we'll pray. You'll be able to pray about that at the end. I'm going to let him turn it on. So listen, you might want to take notes. 6 minutes, but there's a lot of things being said. This is a somewhat virgin territory in this area, almost around the world. You got a lot of people say they're apostles. They're not apostles. Prophet, you got all kind of fundraising, all that stuff. That's not what it is. The church, God wants his church to step out in her full potential. All right? I won't do it, me.
Yes,
you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to know what's rightfully mine, even while I'm here.
Yes,
all right, so listen very carefully.
As I was standing there, the Lord said that there shall be a place. I see brick and mortar. There's a place where people come, where they come. And this place has been hewed out for God's glory. This is a training and developing center.
Hold on. Are y'all hearing it? You understand it? Huh? Turn it a little louder, okay. You got to turn it a little louder. A lady going to prophesy, then a young man going to prophesy. Go ahead.
The fivefold ministry. God says your work in the earth is not.
Let me ask you something here. The people online can hear this.
A new resurgence is the word
that
I hear. Resurgence of you in the earth. And he's specifically targeting the millennials and those generations down because they need the power of God that is in your belly. And I hear the Lord said there shall be a place. I don't know where this place is, if it's here, if it's in a warm state, where this place is, but there is going to be a place where they come. A gathering ground. I know you do things online, but there is a building, a place, a center where they come. And God reminds me of the school. I don't know if that was Morris Cirillo, but he had a school, a campus. It's like a university where students come from all over the globe to be trained and to be developed. Glory to God. There shall be a place. I keep hearing that a place where they gather. It's like they're coming from all over the globe. There's dots everywhere. Hallelujah. And I don't know why the Lord says what you did in Africa, you shall do here. I'm not sure what you did in Africa, but God says you shall do it here in the United States. Glory to God, because there's a new hunger being birthed. There's a new desire being birthed for the real power of God. Not superficial, but the real power of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. God says, I'm shoring up your structure. I'm shoring up your help. I'm shoring up those that hold your arms. I'm shoring up that help because of what God is getting ready to birth you into. Glory to God. You are necessary and you are needed. You are necessary and you are needed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Apostle, I heard the Lord say that He's renewing your strength. Heard the Lord say that He's bringing you into a season of strength, but this new season will not be like seasons of old. The Lord says this season is called rest, for God is bringing you into a season of rest. And God says in this place called rest, in this realm called rest, I'll bring you into new realms of revelation. I'll bring you into new realms of strength, says the Spirit of grace. And I heard the Lord says that you've been asking God, what's next, what's next, what's next? And the Lord says that I'm giving you strategies even concerning this next phase and this next season of your life. For the Lord says that even as you rest, I'll give you wisdom, I'll give you insight even concerning what I'm calling you into. For the Lord says that this will be a season of pouring into the next generation. The Lord says that what's resting upon your life, God will begin to give you strategy and strength. I see gatherings with young men and gatherings with young women. And the Lord says that you'll invest your time even in the next generation of apostles and the next generation of prophets, declares the Spirit of the Lord. And the Lord says He's giving you wisdom on how to invest your time. But there's many pulling you this way and many pulling you that way. But I heard the Lord says that there are even some ties that I'm cutting because I'm pruning your tree, declares the Spirit of grace. And God says I'll cause you to begin to bear more fruit. For yes, the Lord says you've done much in these 40 plus years of ministry, but the Lord says that there comes a spirit of acceleration upon these latter years of your life. What you've done in 40 years, God says these next 10 years, it will double, it will double, it will double. And the Lord says that you will not move in the spirit of exhaustion, but God says, I renew your strength. As the eagle, declares the Spirit of grace, you will run and not grow weary. You shall walk and not faint, declares the Spirit of the Lord. So get ready, says God. It'll be an unusual season, an unusual time for you. You'll say, God, where did this strength come from? And God says it came from my presence as I teach you how to rest and find restoration and find new strength and find new revelation and find new insight. God says, I pour it unto you this day. And God says, thank you for your obedience. Even tonight, says the Lord. For you did not drop the assignment. And for that, declares the Lord, I'm going to begin to restore unto you, restore unto your heart, restore unto your body, restore unto you fresh grace and fresh strength. So God says in the days ahead, get ready to prepare your heart as I begin to show you the next generation of those who walk in that in which you've trailblazed. I will give you individuals. I will show you faces and places. I will cause you. I even see it being mobile where you go from this city to that city, from this, God says, from this state to that state. But it will be geared towards the next generation. There is a need. There is a call. There is a pull. But I give you grace and I give you strength to accomplish it, says the Spirit of the Lord.
And so Word of Life Christian Center and all those who are connected, this is where we're headed. And you are playing an important part online, and those of you who making the sacrifice to come, we're just not dealing with regular things here. We're dealing with the whole world, because there's a transition going on. The people of God, they're becoming stronger. And the first thing, we've got to be strong in our personal life and get all that stuff cleared up. I said, get it all cleared up. So you can focus on what God has called you to do. And it's not a one man or one woman or three men or four women assignment. It's for the whole body of Christ. We just happened to, he said something about in a warm place, but Louisiana, about one of the warmest states there is. And then he said something about a center. And this is Word of Life Christian Center. When I was listening to him, I said, oh my God. And so I've listened at this about 14 times already. And I probably won't listen at it some more, because it's an assignment. And I believe y'all ready for it.
Yes, sir.
I'll be all ready for it. A lot of people now, in January, I have a meeting just like that, where ministers are going to come from all over the world, and I'm going to be imparting the apostolic and the prophetic to them and their ministry. That's the exact same thing they're talking about there, you see. So the regular day is over. So let's these, last 15 minutes, pray along that line. And I know it wasn't as easy to hear as if you had it on your phone, but you know some part of it. And just prepare yourself for a lot of people, from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Sometimes God shuts something down to build something up. Now there's some people he had to separate my ministry from completely. Large ministry. But they didn't know what I was there for. Some of them thought I was there to be their little boy. I call some names, you'll flip out. I've resigned from Bulge. I quit. I resigned from going to preach in Madison Square Garden. I'm driving in the car. I'm not driving, but I'm sitting in the back. And we're preaching in Madison Square Garden. And the Lord said, it's your last year. And drawing a lot of people. Money coming to draw a lot of people. And then a lot of times they thought that I was a fundraiser. I'm not a fundraiser. I don't go to no church to raise no fund. I go to train the people how to tithe and offer and do what they're supposed to do. And don't let nobody rob them. Talk about, I see you coming with $1,000. The people need to know better than that. And they need to know how to hear the Spirit of God for themselves. And the God love a cheerful giver. You give like you want to give as you listen to the Spirit of God. And then we're getting results. We're getting a lot of results here. Businessmen and business women getting a lot of results here and around the world, because the wealth transferring taking place. And so we just got to keep flowing the way we're flowing, okay? Go back to praying. I'll let my girls take back over after a while, but right now there's a lot of things that going through my spirit, and you here, you're connected and you're close. Now I got about 6 or 7 words I'm going to say, but I want you to meditate those words, because they're saying something else, but actually if there's anything you need to correct in your body or in your family, whatever it is, these words, I heard the last 3 words he gave me. I never heard them before. they're going to be astonished to tell you what they are. You probably never heard of them either. Let me go back to the top. It's spreading. You got that right? And I don't know if I said real connection. What else I said? I said real connection is white? No, the second one was real direction. Real connection, real direction. Don't try to figure this out. It's beyond your figuring. You're going to have to fade it out. You're going to have to walk in it. Eliminate, graduate, and saturate. Now, you have to ask the Lord to show you what's going on. He'll show you what's going on. Here's the one that really shook me a little bit. Nail it, Holy Spirit. Nail, N-A-I-L, nail it, Holy Spirit. And we got 61 minutes. That's Jude 20. Building yourself in your most holy faith. Building yourself in the most holy faith. It's like Holy Spirit nail. Construction. When we hear praying like this, it's construction, because as we pray in the Spirit, them language, we don't know who God dealing with, or what God got going on, you see. But I know for a fact something going on. All right, so and then if you're dealing with something, just say, nail it, Holy Spirit, and pray and pray in tongues. He gave it to us. Nail it, Holy Spirit. I never heard that before in my life. I done prayed a thousand hours. Nail it, Holy Spirit. And I believe a peace going to come over you when you're dealing with something. You say, nail it, Holy Spirit. I believe a peace going to come over you. You're going to know you have it. I'll give you another word I heard. Divine construction. When he said, nail it, Holy Spirit, that's divine construction. So you might not see every move being made, but it's coming up. All right?